Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I am excited to be with you. Hour number, what am I in? Hour number two, I don't know. It's been a, what a day. Already what a day. Already, but a good day. But a good day. Yes, sir. A good day. My very first guest was Mike Hill. He was a former representative in the great state of Florida. And we talked about Governor DeSantis, man. He's tearing it up down there. An attorney, a state attorney, said, I want to kill babies, so we're going to kill babies where I'm at. And Governor DeSantis said, no, you took an oath to support the Constitution of Florida. You want to kill babies? Do it on your own time. And he sent the police into the man's office and said, arrest him, pull him out of there because he's violating his oath of office.
Yes, sir.
Gotta love a governor that's got some backbone and some spine, man. All right. Well, somebody else that I know that's got a little bit of backbone and spine is my next guest. And, God woke him up. He had a road to Damascus experience. God woke him up with a bullet. Okay. Woke him up with a bullet. And, I want to welcome Pastor David Lowry to the program. Pastor, welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning, Vietnam.
I love it. We fixing to drop Vietnam on the Black Lives Matter folk right now. We fixing to drop it on them in a big way.
You know, the American people should be up in arms about what Black Lives Matter did to this country. They were allowed to burn police stations. They destroyed cities. They killed people. They looted. They did all of these things in the name of saying we support and we are going to help Black people, the Black people in the Black community. But that was all a lie. That was the biggest lie in the American history for Black folks. The only thing that Black Lives Matter did was use the name Black to attract Black folks. And then on top of that, they used situations like George Floyd, Trayvon Martin, and they use all those other deaths to create this facade that they love Black people. They want to help Black people. They want to be in the Black community to do things. When the truth of the matter is, it was a big lie. The only Blacks that they had concern about was the queers, homosexuals, and all the rest of the alphabets that they use for their names. And it has nothing to do with helping Black people, because if that was so, why haven't Black Lives Matter came to the city of Chicago and went out there and stopped all the shootings that's going on the weekends?
That's right.
Why they took some of that money and reinvested into the Black community to create economics? Billions of dollars that they made off Black folks using Black Lives Matter, and not one penny has went back to the Black community to help it.
Yeah, why not start businesses? Why not put in trade schools to teach young people how to work? And why not go into those neighborhoods and arrest the gang leaders, help catch and arrest the gang leaders? Help stop the crime. Look, man, Black folks know who's committing the crime in their neighborhoods. They know who's doing it. But they live in fear.
Exactly.
They live in fear because if they say anything, somebody's going to come pay them a visit. Well, Black Lives Matter, why don't you go pay a visit to the people that are trying to intimidate the good people in the black neighborhoods that want to live a peaceful, productive American dream? Why not help them out? Why not stop the criminals that go into the mom and shop pop shops and say, pay me for protection? Huh? Why not stop the racketeering that's taking place and the drug dealing and the young people who are getting hooked on drugs by the drug dealers and the drug houses? Why not stop? And I'm not seeing, here's what they'll say, David. Oh, well, you're just characterizing black folks. You're just, look what you're saying. You're just putting down, you're just telling. No, I'm talking about a reality. You know what? Yes. This is a reality. David, am I wrong? Are there drug houses and flop houses in black neighborhoods?
Let me tell you something. The black community breeds drugs, alcohol. All the things that could destroy a community are in our community. And it is by design. And so when you organizations like Black Lives Matter, when they come in and they use the national media to be able to portray the fact, and the media, all the athletes, a lot of pastors, and people just did not know the real mission of Black Lives Matter. And it wasn't about helping black people, but only to make money off of them. So now let's keep it real 100%. Gangbangers, drug dealers, and all of those people in the black community, Black Lives Matter is a bunch of homosexuals. They are not going to put their lives on the line to help black people.
Right.
See, you can use black people. They made billions of dollars off black people through this pandemic of COVID-19. And not one penny, not one Black Lives Matter organization went right out here in Inglewood and stood post like we did with my organizations, Living and Driving While Black. They didn't come to the black community. They did not meet with the gangbangers who were shooting. They did not meet with none of the families. We did all of that. Living and Driving While Black, along with David Boxtel and some other black groups in the city of Chicago, got together and said enough is enough. And then we went out and we confronted the gangbangers. We confronted the shooters and we sat down with them and told them what we were going to do. We had a march May 22nd. We took a casket down Halsted Street. Yeah. And as the guys were standing on the street corners, we was pointing to them and say, this is where you're going to be at if you don't change. And those kids came and joined the march. And since then, we've been able to help them understand what their situations are and get them back on track so that they can be productive citizens of society.
And when we're saying stop it, we're saying, look, just like God says to every sinner, you have a choice. You can choose death or you can choose life. And that's what you did, brother. You went down there and you said, look, this is, you can choose. You can keep standing on that corner doing what you're doing, but you're going to end up in this casket and you're going to go to a hot place.
Sure.
Or you can join us, come up off that street corner, and we'll show you, because I get it. Let's not pretend that there haven't been circumstances that have created this environment, okay? The Lyndon Johnson knew in 1965 when he signed that civil rights bill and then he followed it up with his welfare Great America, he knew that he was putting black folks right back on the plantation. And he was going to keep them there, and he was going to keep them voting for the people that would keep them on the plantation, and he was going to destroy black families, and they went from between 72 and 75% intact families in 1965 to 16% today.
Well, and that is so true, Pastor Greg. The biggest issue that I see is the black leadership does not step up to the plate and deal with what they have to help the community. Let's take Chicago, for instance, right here. We have all these black politicians, state reps, representatives. We have all these pastors and all these people here in the city of Chicago, but none of them are actually going out trying to address the young brothers and sisters out here who are pulling the triggers. And I think that when Lyndon Johnson signed that, you were right. He looked into the future and said that if we can get black people on the hind tit of welfare, we can control their families. We can control who is in the family before a welfare check, that you had fathers taken out of the house so that the wives, the ladies could get the monies to continue on to raise babies with a house without a father in.
And let me just say this too, because while it was targeted at black Americans, it was targeted at families as a whole. Back in the late 1980s, early 1990s, my wife and I were in a very difficult financial economic situation. And we were trying to get back. We had made a move to California. We were living with my mom. We'd only been married about 3 years at that point. And we were trying to get out on our own. And one of the suggestions that our church made to us was, you can get some temporary housing assistance. And so we went to try and get temporary housing assistance. Two small children, my wife and I. They told my wife specifically, divorce him. Get a divorce and you will get free housing, cash aid, and food. We'll take complete care of you, but you've got to get a divorce. But folks, that is the system.
Yes. The system itself for welfare is institutionalized racism. And a lot of black folks did not realize what that was. Now let's be perfectly clear.
But it wasn't just race, David. That's what I'm trying to say. What I'm telling you is that it wasn't just about blacks or Asian. It was about anybody. Anybody who came. Now my wife happens to be Hispanic, so maybe it was some kind of racist thing. I don't know. But all I know is that she was told, get a divorce and we'll take care of you.
Well, this is my idea of it.
And go ahead. And I will acknowledge, because you're right. Johnson used the derogatory N-word when he said, we'll have them voting for us for the next 200 years. That is a factual quote. And the Democratic Party has been racist. The Ku Klux Klan, all of that stuff came out of the Democratic Party from the very get-go. The Republican Party was founded in order to give black Americans protection so they could vote.
Let me say this. There's only maybe in the black community, probably less than 5% of black Americans on welfare. There's also whites that are on welfare too. Welfare is a good tool to use that if you're down on your luck, you can get some assistance. That's what it was made for. It was not made for to make a living off of. Mm-hmm. It was not made for to have your daughter on it, her daughter on it, and generations of welfare. It was an assistant program. But let me say this too.
20 seconds for this before we get a break.
One thing that I teach not only of values of voting, but I teach black folks how to be entrepreneurs. Because if black folks step out of the shadows of welfare and become entrepreneurs and create their own business, we would not be in this situation because we would own our own community, our Amen. Businesses in the community and everything.
Amen. Else. The Black Wall Street, back right after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I guess that's a good thing for me to say in this sense, David. Because people say, well, yeah, you know, you're just, you know, you don't know nothing. You're just this white guy. And I did a holy hip hop radio show for 5 years. And this was in the early 2000s and ended up on secular radio and was able to help these artists actually get deals. I had artists that got deals with Universal and different things because I was on secular radio. And so the record labels all of a sudden saw these artists' records and music being played on a national stage on secular radio. And they went to the managers and said, hey, we're seeing you guys are getting spins. We'll sign you, which was really cool. Well, as a result of that, when Katrina happened in 2005, I was able to put a coalition together and get some funds together and got flown to Houston. I was living in California at the time. Got flown to Houston. The church that ordained me, Christian Tabernacle, was actually in Houston, so they worked with me. And I was on the floor at the Astrodome working as a chaplain, helping those people, and we raised enough funds to be able to sponsor 5 families with 3 months of living expenses to help them kind of get started again. Okay. And the Red Cross had the, Astrodome. They used World War II cots. They didn't give them any water. They didn't give them any food. It was horrific how they treated them. And then I find out later that they had labeled all of them as mental patients. And the Harvey R. Brown Center in downtown, David, that center was being run by Operation Compassion. Operation Compassion, those beds were feather top, nice beds, real sheets, real blankets, real pillows, a cafeteria that was open 24/7 that they could get something to eat 24/7, and assistants, counselors that were there that they could meet with in order to get back on their feet. And Red Cross got all that money and stuck it in their pockets.
Let me say this too, and add to what you're saying. Red Cross, United Way, those organizations are big ripoffs. Let's be honest about that. Their investments are back into their own companies and investment into communities that are not in need. Now, to be all honest and truthfully, if black people really wanted to get out of this mire, first they got to get off the mine and the plantation, okay? They got to come off there. But black people spend more money than all the other races put together. We don't own anything. We don't own banks. We don't own grocery stores. We don't own anything in our own community. But this is what I talk about in economic development. If black people got together, started investment clubs, started to invest money, you ain't got to be an athlete. You don't have to be a millionaire.
Right.
Get together, get an investment club, start to create businesses. Get the politicians, like here in Chicago, get all these other foreigners out the black community, okay? Let black people own their own stores. Let black people reinvest into their own communities. If we did that, we wouldn't need welfare. We wouldn't need to be always on the butt end of everybody's jokes talking about how we live and stuff. But because of the fact that our minds are so, I want to say, in a position that we need somebody to give us a hand up. And that philosophy right there is one that has been a detriment to the black community, because a lot of black folks just waiting for the hand up when they should have their own hands creating their own wealth and rebuilding our own communities. And that's why one thing we're trying to do here with our organization, Living and Driving While Black, is we're trying to create the Black Wall Street again. See, with the Black Wall Street, they invested into black businesses. They grew businesses all across the country, not only in Oklahoma. They paid for themselves. They had their own inventory, everything. So that's what I'm telling black folks. We need to quit spending our money on stupid stuff like cars.
I was just going to say, I mean, it would blow my mind when I was doing the Holy Hip Hop thing. When I would meet up with somebody and they would have this, you know, Escalade or, you know, whatever, they would have this really, you know, and then, but it was like, yeah, it was like, man, you live in, I mean, man, you living in a place where there's barely a roof and the walls are going to fall in on you. And I don't get it, man. I don't understand. And it was, you know, it was all about how I needed to put on kind of the show, right? But there was no, you know, there was no good substance behind it. And then the other part is here I am, you know, here they are representing Holy Hip Hop, which is supposed to be about God. But they got, you know, this woman over here and this woman over here and this kid over here and they're still doing that while they're talking about the gospel.
It is a small percentage. See, the media play a role into making the black community look bad. And I'm saying it because it's a small percentage of black people that's living on welfare, that are spending $1,000 for a pair of gym shoes and living in their cars and living in shacks, okay? That's maybe only 5 to 10% of the black community. Other blacks work every day. They take care of their families. They do what they need to do. They take care of their homes. So the media plays
gotta,
a role.
Yep. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, more about that coming up. Pastor David Lowry right here on Chosen Generation Radio.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, David Lowry, is with us. We were talking as we went into that break just about, you know, you talked about the percentages and about how many hardworking black Americans there are, and the media's role in painting a particular picture. Please talk about that.
Well, in the black community, there's only maybe 5 to 10% of people who are on welfare or are committing crimes and all of that. The other 90% of black folks take care of their families just like whites do. They go to work, they take care of their kids, they come home, they take care of communities. They do what they're supposed to do as far as the American dream is.
Yeah.
But 10% that is out there living, killing, and doing that, the media exacerbates that and creates this fear to other folks, whites. They create this fear, but only on that 10%. Mm-hmm. And so my thought is this. The only way that things are going to change in the black community, first, other races, whites, Hispanics, they have to see what's going on in our community. They have to understand the reason why it's like that is because the Democrats, who are supposed to be the leading group, have kept black people on the plantation in the mind thinking that we need their handouts.
Right.
This is what I would say. Let's cut welfare off and make it to where people have to prove that they need it in order to survive.
Hmm. Yeah.
The government need to stop that, because if black folks got off welfare, then they would have to get jobs. Then you can create your own economics. You can control your own community and be self-sufficient, just like all the rest of the communities are. But when you have a government and you have the Democratic Party on the other side saying, we cannot let them be independent.
Right.
We have to keep them dependent on us in order for us to stay in control of them and to keep them voting for us. And I think that is the biggest travesty of justice in the black community. And I know for a fact, myself, some other pastors, we're trying to build a coalition now where we can go through these communities, stop the violence, start talking about how to create economics. The first thing we need to do is we need to get the schools under control, because that is a big problem that we see, that the children are not learning about math and science and the things they need to learn about, but they're learning about social things like welfare, homosexuality. All these things are not preparing the black community for the future. So first, what we have to do is we got to get everybody out the black community. We have to get them out. And we have to start teaching black folks how to own their own businesses.
Mm-hmm.
We have to start investing our money into our own selves. And I think that with the athletes, the preachers who make all the money, politicians, if they really cared about the black community, they would rally together and help organize black folks and start to rebuild the black community with economics instead of all the killings, the lying, the drugs, the gun that are being put into the black community. And all the people who come to the black community to get rich off our stores, housing, all of that. It has to be cleansed, and black people have to understand nobody is going to free us. We have to free ourselves, and that means we have to come together as a unit and invest into our own selves and create our own economic development.
And that is so critically important, that there is that effort that is made to do that investing. And these athletes that are, you know, that are just fronting with, you know, where I'm going to take a knee, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to disrespect, you know, the American flag, I'm going to disrespect this country. Man, look, you know, the DNA of America is all men are created equal. The lies that are told to try to create this separation. I mean, one of the biggest lies that goes out there has to do with the three-fifths and the idea, oh, yeah, well, you know, that was because, you know, they thought that, you know, black people were only worth three-fifths. No, that was not the case. The case was that the North and the South were having a debate over the issue of slavery. And those in the North were saying, listen, slavery needs to end. And in fact, they did end it to the point that they said there will be no more bringing of slaves in on ships. So whatever people are here that are slaves right now, that's it. It ends.
But they gave the slave ships up for the womb, okay? Because black people are being born into slavery right now.
Right. But let me just clarify so we understand what the three-fifths law was about. The three-fifths law was, is the South was saying, we're going to make sure that every state in the Union that comes in is a slave state. The North said, no, we're not going to have any more of those kinds of states. And eventually, we're working right now, and in the next, you know, however many, I think it was like by 1865, they were going to abolish slavery altogether to anyway. That was in the plans. But in order to do that, the North needed to have an equal say, and the South was saying, no, every slave master is going to be the one who votes, and every one of his slaves is going to be somebody he can vote. Well, the North said, wait a minute, if we do that, there's no way that we're going to end slavery. And so that's where the three-fifths compromise came from, was so that the North had enough numbers to be able to vote against slavery and to stop slavery in America. It was not about devaluing the African Americans. It was about having the voting capability to be able to vote for the freedom of African Americans. And that's not taught in history today.
Well, it is not being taught, and the history of America is not being taught in our schools to our kids. Even a three-fifths thing that was done was put as if they were saying that black people are only three-fifths humans. That's how it was received in our community. So that was another Democratic ploy. That was another Democratic ploy.
Yep.
Black people to hate the Republicans. Mm-hmm. But this is
to hate white people. And to hate white people. And the whole purpose of that is you gotta create the division. If you're gonna control groups of people, you gotta get them hating each other so you can separate them so now you can control the message that goes into their communities.
In the Bible, it talks about a divided house can't stand.
Mm.
As we sit here as Americans.
That's a pretty good book there, that Bible.
Our country is divided because of the color of our skin.
Yeah.
We all say we believe in God, and under God, there is no color.
Right.
If you believe in God, then that's just another brother, Christian brother.
Amen. But
because of the fact that the Democrats wanted to separate black people from even thinking about being independent or being part of the Republican group, they had to create this whole facade.
Yep.
And this thing has been created, and it is continuing today. And that's why what we're doing now, just you and me, white hosts, black hosts, we're saying we got to put this down. We have to put this whole thing down. Black folks,
amen,
white folks have to stop right now. Because even though we are different, we are the same. Our problem is the government.
Mm-hmm.
The government wants to keep us separated from each other so mm-hmm. they can do what they did now. Look what happened. Everybody was so divided, they created COVID and then took over the country.
Yep.
They created it to where we couldn't go out. We had to watch what we eat. I mean, everything that was done under the guise of COVID was done to keep the continuation separation of people. But God is not going to be outdone by anybody, okay?
Amen.
During the time of COVID, even me, who was pro-black all the time, never thought, I always grew up in the black community. I was a Republican. My parents were Republicans. We were always self-sufficient. And so now I'm saying to people that's listening to the show, God's people, we got to get past the color thing because the world is going to hell in a handbasket.
Yep.
And the white community is suffering now. As if the black community, because with this homosexuality stuff in our schools and our children, our future is dim. Because now you're talking about children who want to be homosexuals, who don't want to have a family atmosphere, who don't want the marriage between a man and a woman. The future of America is going down the tubes. And white America is going down just like black America yes. went down. And if white folks and black folks listening to this show don't stop this foolishness and hating with each other and unite, the government is going to have all of us in cages. That's the real deal. Because right now it ain't about the color. It's about the money and control. And COVID showed that. So we now, as Americans, not black and white, we have to be Americans and deal with the issue. Get this government back under control. The first thing we need to do is get all the liberals out of office. I don't know how any American that have suffered through COVID and all the things that have happened to us, and it was brought
on. The lockdowns, the shutdowns of your business, all of that. The jab, and the jab now that is making people ill and sick and causing damage. I just played in the last segment, at the end of last hour, the father who called the pharmacy, and all his calls have to be recorded, but he called the pharmacist because his son, 7 years old, was taken in by his wife. He said, "I really don't want you to do this." She wasn't told. He got the jab and immediately ended up with myocarditis. 7 years old. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more coming up with Pastor David Lowry right here on Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com, and I got a little commercial for you coming up right now.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Pastor David Lowry. It's so important that we break through, because another one of the issues that came out in this whole pandemic issue was the revelation about critical race theory. And teaching, that there's, that white children automatically hate black people, and that black children automatically are victims of white people, and that is just the way that it is. And, white people, I don't know, we just have to go away or something. It's ridiculous to teach hate kids.
That is one of the things that we've been trying to address. The critical race theory is a way to keep the races separated. If you really want to talk about history, let us talk about the history how this country did get to be where it's at, how that there were black patriots,
amen,
how that the Congress was part of, there were black congressmen in this country before.
Yep.
Those are the things that they need to be teaching our children about history of this country and how it was formed and all the contributions that all the races contributed to this, to the United States.
Amen.
Those should be taught. But when you have a government that are trying to control all the people.
Yeah.
And the only way that you can control people is you keep them separate fighting each other. So that's why this government has continued to keep us separate and keep us at a place at each other's throats. And look what they're doing. They brought in the joke of COVID. They continue to destroy the country. They lied. And people who knew and did research like you and me who found out that this was a hoax. I'm going to just keep it real. It was a fluke. Bad strand of the flu.
Yeah.
But you got the media and you got the Democrats and them soft Republicans and you got everybody else who made money. Yep. None of the politicians missed the paycheck. And I want the American people to know we should be up in arms and we should be changing the politicians out that went through COVID, because most of all of them before COVID came, all of them took their money out the stock market. And that's what made the stock market fall. They reinvested the money into pharmaceutical companies, mass companies, and all of that. So the political world had a reason to keep COVID going, because they must be getting rich. Yeah. And the American people were suffering, and we still paying their paychecks. How many of Americans out there lost businesses, lost their homes, lost cars, who got sick from taking the shot?
Right.
That's another thing. It was us who suffered. It was God's people who suffered the most, because everybody don't believe in God. Because the Bible talks about dark principalities in high places. Well, that's what we got with this government. We got evil in this government. This administration is evil. And it's really time for God's people to stand up and organize ourselves and take this country back. Because if you and I work for God, that's what I work for God. I don't work for man. I work for God. So if God gave me this world, because Jesus said, greater works you should do after I'm gone and I send the Holy Spirit. Well, the Holy Spirit dwells in me. There is nothing above God. Nothing. And so if I'm the Son of God and he gave me the Holy Spirit, then all of this is beneath me. And it's time for Christian men and women to stand up and take our power back and get this country back under control and put God first again. And when we do that, we will be able to stop the homosexuality stuff in the schools. We'll be able to stop the critical race theory. We'll be able to stop a whole bunch of stuff that is going on in our communities, white, black, Mexican, or what? Because now, with God first, everything is possible.
Amen.
So that's what we have to get back to as the American people. And I've been telling folks this. We have to understand our dynamics. And I'm saying to black folks and white folks who vote Democratic, there is nothing good that have come from black people being Democrats. Nothing.
Right.
Our communities are in shambles. We don't own nothing. We don't have proper schools. We don't have anything intact that can help us rebuild our communities. And now you're talking about bad leadership. So the black community is under siege. And it's up to all of us as Americans, white Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans. It's up to us. They know that if the black community is hurting, we need to get together and rally around our community and help rebuild it, opposed to help tear it down. And this government doesn't care about the American people. It only cares about how it controls us. It cares about how much money that they can make off of us. And they care about keeping us under control. And that's why I'm saying, as a 65-year-old man,
yeah.
I see that it's been the Democratic Party. We have destroyed this country. They've destroyed the black family by trying to control it. And black people better understand this. We have to learn how to vote our values. The values of the Democratic Party do not align up with the values of black people and how we was raised. Because basically, if you tell the truth about it, all black people were Republicans first, opposed to being Democrats.
Well, and raised with biblical values. And that's the other thing to understand. And you and I have talked quite extensively about this, about Planned Parenthood, about the abortion issue, about the destruction of black lives. Blackgenocide.org, Reverend Clenard Childress. If you're not familiar with that, you need to be familiar with that, because he keeps the statistics of the numbers of black babies. And there's been millions.
Since Roe versus Wade, there's been 40 million abortions. 60% of those 40 million are black babies. So you got to really take a look and understand the value of Planned Parenthood. There's nothing, when the word Planned Parenthood, there's nothing about planning a parenthood, because they're promoting abortions that kill the kids.
Yeah.
So it's all been a big front to make money. A lot of politicians invest into Planned Parenthood. I'm so glad that the Supreme Court saw through the ideas of Roe versus Wade.
Right.
And then they put it down. And it's the same thing. And you and I have talked about this. It's the same thing with the same sex marriage that Obama created for the homosexuals.
Yeah.
And you and I talked about it. And I want to let the homosexuals know this. I ain't mad at nobody, because I'm solid with who I am. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ saved my life. So I know where I'm at. It is you who do not know where you're at, because you're living an abomination lifestyle. And until we really get God back in this country is going to remain under attack by socialism programs. It's going to remain under attack by politicians who do not want to see America as one. It's going to remain under attack with the homosexuals who continue to be in the schools to try to indoctrinate our children to become that. If the American people in this election don't go to the polls and take the people out who helped destroy this country, then the next 4 years is going to be pure hell for the American people. Yeah. And we need to stop it right now. Nip it in the bud. Get the Biden administration out. Get all the rest of the Democrats out of office who participated in this COVID experiment, and get our country back on track. And it don't have to be a Republican. It just have to be somebody that loves God in this country to do the right thing.
And that's the key. I think, you know, the key is, and I've been told for years, well, you're never going to get prayer back in school. Well, you're never going to get the Bible back. Look, you know what? With God, number one, all things are possible.
Yeah.
And number two, we better wake up to understand. They say, well, they're not going to teach any religion. Secular humanism is a religion. It was identified as a religion by the Supreme Court. And it is a religion, and that religion is teaching atheism. Darwinism and evolution is atheism. That's the whole purpose of it, is to say, well, there's actually no God. There's no creator. We're gonna chop that off. Well,
I'm glad you said that, because this has been the whole thing, is to take God out of this country.
Yep.
See, when you take God out of the country, you take the moral values and all the other good stuff that the country was made on. Amen. So until we really realize what's going on. The American people, I think the American people do realize what's done happened to us. And I know for a fact, for myself, I know white Americans, black Americans, I know Americans all across the country. We all are mad and we are peed off about it, what has happened to us. And this is how we fix the problem. See, because a lot of the Democrats now are running around pointing the fingers at everybody else trying to say, oh, it wasn't me. Yeah, it was you, J.B. Prisco.
Amen. Amen. And we got to keep fighting back. Pastor David Lowry, thanks for being with me in this hour. I greatly appreciate it. Folks, you can find out more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. I'll be back. Hour number two coming up. Spiritual warfare. How do we fight this fight in the spirit? Well, Ken Thornburg and I are going to get into that coming up next.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, That's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.